you were at Lake Barrington on Friday to open a new upgrade to the precinct there. It was the host of the 1990 World Rowing Championships. I remember it well, and I don't think much has been done since then, so it's probably a bit overdue.
You're right, Martin, and look, I can't say I do remember much of the 1990 World Rowing Championships because I was born that year, but it was great to get up to Lake Barrington and open the refurbished facilities up there, which were made possible through a grant of $750,000 from the coalition government. That included refurbishing the lodge, cleaning up the finishing tower, constructing a great new cafe and amenities complex, and a few other bits and pieces. But this is such an important facility for rowing in Tasmania. We know that most of the major rowing competitions in Tasmania take place up at Lake Barrington. And by extension, we're supporting the broader communities in that area that, as we know, do get a lot of foot traffic from when all of those thousands of rowers are going to Lake Barrington on weekends through the summer, whether it's, you know, stopping off and buying a coffee and a sandwich on the drive up or getting petrol or that sort of thing. So a really great project, great to be supporting rowing in Tasmania and great to be supporting the northwest community around Lake Barrington.
Well, it hosted the Australian Rowing Championships about a month ago, and I think there was something like 3,000 or 4,000 visitors on the northwest just for that.
Yeah, certainly, and some of the guys in the know from Rowing Tasmania were saying it was pretty hard to get a bed on the northwest coast all the way along to Launceston almost around that time, with all of the rowers and their families converging on the area for the Nationals. So, yeah, there's the economic flow-on effect of having that facility there. And it is, you know, a national, if not world-class facility, really is beneficial for the broader economic security of the Northwest.
Yeah, and it's not just rowing. I mean, any water sport that you can do there as well.
Absolutely. They were saying that they'd had, I think the police had been up training something up around the area the week before we were up there. So it's a great multi-use facility.
Yep, absolutely. Also, last week, Ashgrove Farm in Elizabethtown, a dairy producer, they opened a new $2 million visitor centre. And again, there was some federal money involved in that one.
There sure was, Martin. $620,000 in a regional jobs and investment grant from the coalition government for that one at Ashgrove. And look, I would have loved to be there, but I was actually up at Lake Barrington at exactly the same time as that new facility was opening. But Ashgrove is such a well-loved Tasmanian dairy brand, and I know so many Tasmanians are so supportive of shopping local, and Ashgrove has certainly been the beneficiary of that. And it's wonderful that they have this great new facility and this great new visitor centre to showcase their products to local Tasmanians that might be driving along the Bass Highway, but also to the rest of Australia when they come and visit.
It's been an amazing success story, hasn't it, really? It started as a family business in 1993, and now they employ somewhere over 100 Tasmanians.
It is, and look, isn't that such a great Tasmanian success story? And that's why it's important, I think, for various levels of government to be doing everything that they can to support small Tasmanian businesses to become bigger Tasmanian businesses and employ more people. And that's what that grant that was provided to Ashgrove was about, just as all of our suite of measures that we have to support small businesses are about.
Now, Claire, I know one of the things you're very passionate about is women's issues, and the Federal Women's Safety Minister, Senator Anne Rustin, visited Tasmania recently.
She certainly did. It was great to have Senator Rustin, the Minister for Families and Social Services and the Minister for Women's Safety, in Tasmania last week. She was in all ends of the state visiting Dress for Success down in Hobart, coming up to Launceston, doing a few bits and pieces up there with Women's Legal Services, looking at some of our social housing down in Glenorchy. So Anne is obviously in charge of women's safety, and we as a government do have a very strong commitment to improving women's lives generally, of course, but most importantly and very close to my heart is ensuring that women are safe in the community, whether that's, you know, they're dealing with domestic violence or
sexual harassment at work.
Precisely, precisely. And we're doing everything that we can. $1.1 billion in funding for women's safety out of our last federal budget, and I think that fact really speaks for itself, but it was great to have Anne in town talking about the policies that we will be implementing to try and improve women's safety in particular.
She's the first women's safety minister. Is that a new portfolio? Because I know, I think it's a demonstration that the federal government are really committed to doing something about those issues.
Absolutely. Look, I would have to take on notice whether there has historically ever been a Minister for Women's Safety. I'm not sure of that, but certainly it is a new portfolio and new responsibilities for Senator Ruston. And look, she is a great leader within our party, and I think she will do a fantastic job of delivering on our policy agenda in this space.
Terrific, Claire. Thanks for your time. As always, I appreciate it. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks very much, Martin.